It is time for a pork duel! That is right, pork duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Phew, phew, okay, okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on many great affiliates or on replay on a great listening device. If you want to call in, number 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804, or you can go to the Den Pen, which is our chat room on davinsden.com. Sounds like they're having a good time over there. Before we went to break, we were talking about cat puke and farting and rafting and scamming and just been a lot of disgusting things on various levels. And right before we went to break, we did the Fat Horse Challenge, and Joe, to explain the discrepancies between the two scales, and asked for a reprieve over the break, so I said sure.
And there's also another discrepancy.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that.
No. I have been wrong twice today. I have been wronged for the motor laws of the city of Chester.
Hold on. First of all, what was you said the chat was displeased?
Yes, and again, they're saying, what's up with the reprieve?
Yeah, so, yeah, we're going to have to go hard and fast.
Hold on. Your rule was I got another chance.
I gave you the chance.
223.5.
No, I gave you the chance. I was in there. I witnessed it. It was 224.
So you love your wife? You cherish her?
Uh-oh.
I cherish my eyes, stupid. I saw you.
And her eyes just saw 223.5.
I don't care what her eyes. What I said to you.
You disrespect your wife?
Sure, every day.
Really?
I fought it in front of her in a Chinese restaurant. You really think I'm going to...
And sat back down with her.
What I said to you is...
They were together.
What I said to you is... I would let you weigh yourself again on the break. I went upstairs. You did. I caught holy hell from the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
For doing this. And I saw 224 again, and that was it, Joe. That's it. I gave you the reprieve that they're pissed off at me because I wasn't the Although it is kind of funny how interesting Morgaine is about seeing how to make sure Joe gets punished, but wanted to defend Pip Helix. Don't think we don't know where you're at, Morgaine.
Well, she was part and parcel of my punishment, so she felt really in, you know.
All right.
Involved.
So I guess Joe is going to be eating half a block of Velveeta. And, you know, here's the thing. I'll let the chat weigh in on this, too. Initially, I said, well, I guess because it's a lot, we could let him do it throughout the show. But then I got to thinking, well, that kind of defeats the purpose. Trucker Tom's whole premise was he has to eat all this, and I'm assuming he wanted quickly to induce the vomit. So I know Trucker Tom's in the chat.
Yes.
Trucker Tom can decide if Joe can nurse the half a block of Velveeta or needs to scarf it down. It is his punishment after all. It is his prizes on the line. So I leave it to Trucker Tom.
Tom.
While we're doing that,
we'll typeety typeety.
Typeety type type type.
Tonight's show brought to you by Cutting the Cheese.
All right, I guess
I protest.
I don't give a crap what you do. You can protest all you want. Take it up to the judge. Who cares? Oh, wait. I'm the judge. It's like when A-Rod protests.
We have a better luck in traffic court.
Well, Tom just said, sorry, Joe.
Ah, well, there you go.
I hope you jackknife.
Wow. Wow. You know, here's the beautiful thing. People think I'm the vicious one, but when it comes down to it, we're all pretty vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Pip, if you could do... something you're more comfortable with.
Okay.
Recording.
Okay.
Joe will munch on the Velveeta. You'll record.
I'm much more comfortable recording than eating.
And then maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you went through last week.
Okay.
Does that sound good while we wait? No.
This is going to be delicious with that.
No, that's exactly why you won't be having that. You will eat.
Men have died. Men have died right behind Lincoln.
He's trying
on
to
the
eat
wall
there at
the We
cheese.
The People.
I will,
it says do not eat a beef steak during Velveeta.
I will again leave it to Trucker Tom because this is his punishment. How long does Joe have to wait till having his last? How long does Joe have to eat the Velveeta?
Right.
What's the time limit? Because I guess we should make it another quarter for every second he's over or whatever.
Oh,
So Tom has to give the time limit that the Velveeta needs to be eaten, and then after the last Velveeta has been eaten, how long till Joe can have his Slim Jim and wash it down with something? How many minutes? I'm leaving this to Tom, because this is Tom's punishment. This isn't mine.
Well, Morgan was upset about the jackknife comment. She said, "So mean, Joe." And Trucker Tom says, "Fuck it, that was funny, Joe. I'm laughing at that one."
As he's jackknifing.
Morgan, Morgan, my dear girl, I have been robbed by a 0.5 of a point here. I am petitioning it, and then I got to eat a half a block of cheese. I'm sorry, dear. I'm a little feisty at the moment.
I'm sorry, you don't have to eat any cheese at all, Joe. This is actually pasteurized recipe cheese product.
Ah, so relax,
it's not
Joe.
Even close to cheese.
You lose on a technicality.
I bought the punishment this week, and I was walking around the supermarket looking through the cheese section in the refrigerated section. Where is this friggin' block of Velveeta? I know they still sell this. It's not in the refrigerated section. It's over on the shelf.
It's in the bomb shelter section.
They don't even refrigerate this stuff. What is this?
It's going to come out hot and steaming. So what did Trucker Tom say? How long does he have to eat it?
He says within 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
30-second wait. Time after finishing it.
Oh, well, you know what? All right. He's very generous on the post.
Yes, he is.
So Trucker Tom, what is... I should let Trucker Tom issue the... What is the punishment if Joe does not finish in 5 minutes?
Oh.
Trucker Tom, we go to you. We're letting Trucker Tom have this segment of the show.
Morgan says, poor, poor Joe.
Yeah, Morgan, you know what? You might be having more issues yourself in the near future.
Thank you, sweetie.
You might be having fish sauce in your future, Morgan.
Morgan says, you can watch me with the fish sauce if I lose to Davin. Okay.
We're all going to watch if you lose to me, because it's all going on the site.
Oh,
all a bunch of losers.
Ugh.
Did he weigh in what the punishment is?
No, he hasn't weighed in yet.
All right. I guess, you know what? Let's prepare this. Let's film this. I will film you preparing it, and then we will start.
Preparing.
Prepare the Velveeta. We have 82 minutes left on the camera.
I guess you have to. Well, you know what? To know how much it is. Exactly half. I'm going to cut it with the wrapping on because that shows where the line is.
Oh, I think we've crossed the line.
I
don't even like the texture of that.
It's very gooey.
It's gooey. This, you know, Trucker Tom might be onto something here. This could be it.
This is like...
Joe, get the puke bucket ready.
This is like macaroni and cheese minus the macaroni.
Yeah.
It's just the cheese.
He's going to die.
Oh, dear.
And well, I tell you what, you're going to gain a pound after this, and you're not going to crap for a week.
Now, how's he going to eat this?
Just like, with his hand, like an animal.
Grab... Well, maybe I should put the...
What, do you want me to give him a knife? You want me to get a fork?
No. I'm putting the wrapper
on the bottom. That's fine.
So something to hold it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Like,
yeah, and he doesn't have to like chew it like I'm going to put it in a dog bowl. That would be uncivilized.
Oh, like we haven't done that before.
Exactly. So what does Trucker Tom say the punishment is, or has he?
He says if he doesn't finish it in time, add a fish sauce chaser.
Oh! Nicely played, Trucker Tom.
That's just wrong.
All right, so put that in front of Joe. And at 8:23 on our clock, when that clock turns to 8:23, Joseph will have till 8:28 to finish.
It's not going
to
take him 5 minutes to eat this.
He could die.
This is wiggly.
If I'm lucky.
This is wiggly?
It's very wiggly.
Like Velveeta's ass. It jiggles like Jello. All right, Pip, you take over. No, not yet, Joe. Not yet. I'll let you know. Have a good sniffy poop.
Okay, so it's...
Joe, are you nervous?
A little.
Does this seem daunting? Do you think Trucker Tom got you?
I have Velveeta on my finger.
So do I. She smells delicious. It's Velveeta and cheese. Stop preparing, Joe. You can't prepare yet. You're molding it like clay. Oh, look at that. A boy with his cheese.
You gotta at least get a piece of a knife so I can eat it.
You want to cut it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right, Joe, and you're on the clock.
All right.
So Joe is. This is like man versus food, except it's not really food.
I know. He's just going to start chowing down.
Oh, Joe's chowing down.
Cheesy cheesiness.
Oh, wow.
How long do I have?
You have 5 minutes.
Morgan says, wiggly, giggly, slimy Velveeta. Well, how's it taste, Joe?
Good.
Tastes good?
It's like a fat chick's butt. You need a napkin? Can you get Joe a tissue? Here, yeah. I'll get Joe a tissue.
Okay, because I'm filming. Let me tell. I don't even want to talk about how nasty last week's was while you're just trying to eat this. Because last week's, to me, my punishment was nasty, nasty. And you know, sometimes it's the chat says man versus food product.
Very funny. The chat in fuego. are we really calling Joe a man?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Are you a man or a mouse, Joe?
Joe, you're still doing well, Joe. You're doing great. You're going to die, but you're doing great.
That's awful.
Do not go for your yearly physical tomorrow. Your cholesterol might be up.
Yeah, don't do the cholesterol screening.
Joe has 4 more minutes to get this down.
Well, that's a lot of time.
It's like a hooker on the clock.
Well, that is
you know you got to get it all in your mouth. You know you got to do the job, but are you really going to do it in time before the pimp wants you out of that car?
Oh, wow.
All right, so now while Joe enjoys his cheese.
Yeah.
Last week Pip Helix was punished, and I must say I discussed with Trucker Tom and he agrees.
Oh, what does he agree?
He agrees that you deserve to be punished.
Tom!
Well, yeah, as he said, there's no crossing the den, which was the message.
Oh, man.
And he also said that he was asleep when that was revealed in the chat room. Because I gave Tom a little bit of grief. I'm like, really? You're going to let that stand? He's like, oh, it must have been when I was sleeping. I said, I sleep on the job. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Sleep at the wheel.
You know, Trucker Tom has certain responsibilities as unofficial fourth mic.
Yes, he does.
He's certain responsibilities.
He should have been on duty.
So, Pip Helix was given dog food and a fish food chaser. And...
fish sauce chaser. What's going on?
What's going on?
A girl that I work with.
You want to swallow before you talk?
Yeah, a girl I work with wound up getting a really bad rash on a leg, and I told them they're going to have to chop off her leg. Mm-hmm. She doesn't go to the doctor, and she's going to walk with a peg, and I'm going to call her Peggy. So I've been calling her Peggy for the last 2 days. So she just plays bad. She goes, ha, ha, ha. That's what happens when you call me Peggy.
Nobody likes Joe.
Thanks, Laura.
Joe's still got a lot to go. He's got 3 more minutes to do this.
It's all right. A lot of cheese.
So, how was the ride home for you, Pip Helix? Because you weren't looking great here.
I was so green. I don't know if you could tell from the rest of the show, but I was just so green. I just felt like hick, hick, hick.
Did you think you were going to lose it?
I did.
Oh, that's
I
great.
Did.
Was it the dog food or the fish sauce?
The dog food really pushed me over the edge.
Well, that was first, though. Well, yeah.
That was first. I thought I was going to die.
2 minutes, Joseph. 2 minutes.
I thought I was going to die after the dog food, but then I had no idea. And Joe tried to warn me that the fish sauce was really the worst of it.
Joe threw you under the bus and then tried to drag your carcass out from underneath it.
Yes, he did. He was conflicted about it.
Joe was like all for it at first. And he's
and they felt bad for me.
Block of this?
No, half block.
Half block?
Quarter block for each half pound.
So he's going to 10. He's doing good.
Yeah, he's got a little less than 2 minutes, and I guess for every minute he's over will be a fish sauce chaser.
Oh, no. Oh God.
So tonight could be the night. Trucker Tom could be getting T-shirts and CDs and DVDs and fabulous prizes.
Oh, I just shuddered involuntarily.
Trucker Tom could end the Fat Horse Challenge.
That's a lot of food product to try to wolf down in that amount of time.
It's a lot of man.
I really thought that was enough time, but that's a lot of cheese.
Trucker Tom's at the room. You know, Trucker Tom might have been the wisest of us all. We all scoffed. We all mocked the Velveeta, but Trucker Tom stood by his cab and his trailer and said, no. Joe's not feeling well. Joe, get the bucket. You got a minute left, buddy. You get the bucket.
You're getting Velveeta on the microphone.
Oh,
sorry.
He's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. I better get the fish sauce ready.
Oh, no.
Tonight's the night.
I can't.
Fat Horse Challenge canceled. Victory Trucker Tom.
No.
I'm going to say Trucker Tom wins.
I'm getting nauseous thinking about this.
Joe's going to hurl. He doesn't look well.
Because you didn't taste that.
No, of course I wouldn't. I would have tasted half the things he's tasted.
Let me tell you, I had to stop and get gas on the way home.
I'm sure you got gas all
right. First of all, I was just green. And then
I think you're going to be green again when he pukes.
I smelled the gasoline smell.
Oh man.
All
right, Joe's got much less than a minute. I don't know. I think I better get the shot glass for the fish sauce. I hope we have enough fish sauce.
Oh, man.
If not, I guess I have to go to Gilfilter fish juice.
Oh, no.
And time! And now we're in the bonus time. How many fish sauce?
That's not even possible.
It is possible.
Oh, my God.
So now... we are in fish sauce bonus time.
How are you doing, Joe?
He's going to die.
Mm. Yeah, that's a lot of cheese.
And then he has to lead the next segment.
You know.
His eyes just crossed.
Inhuman. That's inhuman. We all have to go with
I thought
segment.
The Fat Horse Challenge was going to happen before the break. I didn't know.
Oh, that's just. Oh, Morgane is just. I can't wait to see Davin chugging hot sauce.
All right.
She's really upset.
Oh, boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Trucker Tom says, just one chaser, Davin. Yeah.
Just one?
Nice
just one.
It.
Just
yes.
one.
Just one. Yeah.
So he can take as long as he wants. Where's the pressure now?
We got to eat that whole thing. That's nauseating enough. Oh, my God.
Just one.
Just one is the penalty round.
Well, we'll see how long this takes.
Oh, no.
No, he made the rule.
Just one. Really.
Trucker
and
Tom.
And he gets to choose.
And now would actually be another shot. But you got to finish this within the next minute, and it's just one. Let's go.
I'm
working on it.
I know you are.
Going. There's only so much you can do without, like,
I know.
Like clogging.
That's what the whole point of the challenge is, stupid. It's not fat horse walk in the park. It's not fat horse have the Chinese buffet without a fart in your face. It's a challenge, stupid.
Without a fart in your face. So listen, I when I stopped to get the gasoline, I was just like, I'm going to hurl in my car on the way home. It's a long drive.
You didn't have the official puke bucket. You couldn't hurl.
I know. I didn't have the bucket, so I was really in trouble. So I had to stop. I went in and I tried to get like my sick, you know, favorites are tea and a buttered roll. So I went in.
I'm eating this on the protest.
You can protest all you want. I'll hear the case.
I went to eat this buttered roll. I don't know what the hell they put on the rolls.
Butter?
No, I don't know what that was.
Let's go, Joe.
I couldn't eat that.
This is taking a long time.
I'm so fucking sorry.
I don't think I think it's a little. I think it's a little.
Boy, I got some pair of balls. I just half a chunk of fucking.
You're wasting time. No talking.
Don't you? Oh,
but
man.
Here's the thing. For the first time, Joe's pissed off at me. First of all, not my challenge. Second of all, you should not have flaunted every time you walked through. Oh, a little fig new with cat food. Oh, this is delicious. You flaunted your victories. Well, Trucker Tom came in and said, I got Velveeta and she's a nasty bitch.
No, the thing that's getting me is the way you yell like I'm wasting show time.
I know.
You're just wasting time.
No, he's not. He's
stop running the ball into the line.
Oh, he's chowing down like there's no tomorrow.
He's getting the sweats.
I know.
No.
Well, then they head shiny then.
Yeah, you're just shiny.
He's almost done. This will be the last bite or two.
Yeah, he didn't get that matte finish that he was hoping for when they.
And then we will wait 30 seconds, and then I will get the fish sauce.
Oh.
I get a shot.
What song is this? Trucker Tom is singing in the chat room. He's singing, all right. Mr. Bucket, put your bile in my top.
I think he made up a song. You know what? While Joe's on the clock with the 30 seconds, as soon as he finishes that, I'll go up and get the shot glass so we could do the fish sauce right away.
Okay. Joy, Joe is thinking. Yeah, it's...
All right, Joe is chewing.
Yep.
Keep track of 30 seconds, too, please, Pip. I shall return.
Okay.
Thanks, MacArthur.
I'm looking for where's the 30 seconds. Okay, thank you. Okay, so now, what'd you say, thanks, MacArthur?
Yeah, I'll return. Thanks,
I know, really.
Actually, a trip down the stairs and break your neck on the way.
I can't believe that you ate that whole thing, Joe. That was really, oh.
And then he's bawling me out. You're wasting show time, really?
No, I know. That was pretty brutal. Oh, you have a couple more seconds before you can eat or drink something. So, all right.
You know what the funny thing is? I can't, after the 30 seconds, I can drink something.
Yes, you can.
No, the bad news, it's fish juice.
Oh, no, but you can drink something now, like a drink, really, if you want to wash that down.
No.
No? Okay.
Here's the strategy.
Okay.
This is what I was telling you last week.
All right.
When I told you to have the dog food first before the fish juice.
Right.
Because once you have fish juice, you know, once you have dog food, anything after that's delicious. Now, here's the strategy. Dumbbell will be down momentarily with the fish juice.
Right.
I have a mouthful of cheese.
Right.
When that fish juice heats the cheese, it's going to
take
some of the sting.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, okay. So you definitely don't want one. Yeah, gotcha. No, that's, oh, man.
It's what they call strategy.
Yes. Okay, and Trucker Tom called it anyway. Said, no, fish sauce first, and then
what's going on?
No. I thought the rule was that he got to drink something now, and he goes, no.
I do.
Fish sauce first.
Fish sauce.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I heard the comment about the stairs.
How come you didn't go through with it?
Okay, wait a second.
I got to live for this first.
Oh, that's just really.
Pip?
Oh,
you want a toast?
Don't get that anywhere near me. That stuff. My stomach is broiling.
Tell you what, it takes a lot for this shot.
And the worst thing was, we have our outdoor cat.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not smelling that.
All right. Careful. Careful. Then 30 seconds after this, you can drink something.
God. Good luck, Joe. Mm,
it smells awful. You know, I'm starting to get used to this shit.
No. Oh, God.
Down the head. Oh, that a boy.
The whole thing down. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Wait.
Time him, 30
I'm timing
seconds.
Him. Oh, God. I just can't believe that you had to do that again. Oh. Hey, Joe, can you do me a favor? Move that shot glass away from me. I can't bear it. Oh, God. It was so horrible. Oh.
Joe, hardest challenge to date?
Thanks.
Let me go through my time. Yeah, I'll explain it to you.
Then now, what is the rule with pukage? If he pukes at any point, does Trucker Tom win, or does it have to be during the show?
No, I think at any time.
Trucker, let me explain my strategy here. Basically, what it was, Trucker Tom, for 1 minute, almost won. I'll tell you why.
Okay, you can drink.
Okay, can I have a drink? As I was eating the cheese, I was rushing to eat the cheese. And because it's not, it's like not the thickest cheese. Well, it's not even cheese. I don't know what the hell it is.
It's torture.
It's torture.
Cheese product.
It's a cheese product. At one time, I was eating too much.
Yeah.
And I almost hurled.
Well, that's what Tom was going for.
Right, but here's the deal. I'm not as dumb as everybody thinks.
Well, let's not go too far.
Well, so what I did was I said, all right, I know I'm going to hurl if I rush and eat the cheese.
Right.
The fish juice I've drank before and I've dealt with. So this is what I figured. I go, I'll eat the cheese at a pace which won't make me gag. I'll have to drink the fish juice. I know I can handle the fish juice, so I won't gag. If I rush to eat the cheese, I'll definitely gag. So that was the strategy. Okay.
So the flaw, this was like one of those 60s Batmans. The flaw was in Trucker Tom's plan. If Trucker Tom would have said, you know what, it's going to be more cheese, which was my initial reaction, that it should be more cheese if he fails, Joe would have puked.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No.
If I ate the cheese, if I had to eat the cheese, can we get rid of this?
Sure. Yeah.
If I had to take this too. Thank you.
Thank you, waitress.
Yeah,
it'll be reflected in your tip. Yeah,
The restaurant Davin ate in was one long fart.
But working on that one while you were eating the cheese, were you?
My will. So basically, I figured if I rushed any more than I figured if I rushed to make the time not to drink the fish sauce, I would have gagged.
Yeah.
If I took my time and ate it, and then took the fish sauce,
right,
I'd make it.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. If Trucker Tom had been a little bit more strict with the punishments and the time, he might be a winner. But there's still time. He still might puke on the way home.
Oh, I'm feeling nauseated now, and I didn't even eat that.
I think you were on the ropes. I think Trucker Tom was a little too lenient on the back end of this challenge. I think 5 minutes might have been a little too much, and I think the punishment should have been steeper. Because I think if there was a lot of fish sauce coming, Joe would have hurried. I think Joe's like, I can handle one. And I think if we would have made it fish sauce and gefilte fish juice, I think if we made an unholy concoction, maybe a little cat food, Joe would have on-delayed. But Joe felt confident.
Oh, no, now, we were not plotting. Trucker Tom said that we were plotting while you went upstairs. We were not plotting. He was explaining his strategy. That's not plotting. That's explaining strategy.
There's something wrong with that scale. I was down 4 pounds this week.
So bring your freight scale with you, stupid. That's your option.
Oh, God.
Well, you know what? So far.
He's held it down.
So far. So I guess we have to wait till once Joe gets to work tomorrow,
yeah.
I guess it's over.
Yeah.
If Joe can get to work without puking,
yeah,
it's over. So you might want to go straight to work tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm at work.
So Joe gets a night to sleep on this.
Yeah.
He won't be crapping. I think that stuff blocks you up.
Oh, you won't be doing
so.
Any
Trucker
that
Tom,
for a
Trucker
while.
Tom probably came the closest. Would you say that, Joe?
Yeah.
So Trucker Tom's theory was right. So Trucker Tom, come up with another punishment. Cannot be Velveeta again. Come up with another punishment. Yeah, clearly you've made a mark. But next time you cannot be such a patsy on the back end.
Well,
you are dealing with a beast.
Well,
a tum-tum that knows no end.
It's unbelievable. Tom said it was my initial thought, too, but I overthought it about the whole cheese versus fish sauce and how it all worked out.
Well, listen, it was Trucker Tom's to win or lose. I thought that was the right way to do it.
Yeah.
He wanted fish sauce, said fish sauce. He wanted only one shot. It was Trucker Tom's tush on the line, so to speak.
You didn't hear what Joe said, though.
What?
He was trying to tell me, if he said last week, if he had gotten a word in edgewise, he was going to counsel me and say, get the fish sauce over with, because after the fish sauce, everything is delicious.
Yeah, anything after drinking.
So
you told me, shut up, nope, men have died, Duncan
would have been a walk in the park.
Men have died. Words in stone. And it's like, I was going to tell it, have the dog food first, because after dog food, have the fish sauce first, because after fish sauce, anything's delicious.
Well, it was brutal.
Trucker Tom, you are certainly invited to step up again. I think next we got raw onions, half a raw onion for each half pound, and because that's kind of hard to do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
God.
So,
well, Tom says it was my Sanchez butt fumble.
It certainly was.
And
now you were more successful than Sanchez.
Morgane came up with an idea.
All right. What's Morgane's idea?
Peanut butter and fish sauce.
No, I see. Here's the thing. I don't feel like we could
keep using fish sauce.
Yeah,
keep flogging the fish sauce.
I mean, fish sauce as a punishment is fine, but it can't be part of the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So Morgaine, keep going.
So I got to be a 222.
Keep thinking.
No. Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. 222.
Yeah.
CCC.
But here's the thing. I'll say it now. We're not going to be here next week, so you got to be down 4 next time we come back. So 220. But
wow.
We'll talk about that anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Joe. So in your inbox. Ooh. Hold on. Let me play the music. Somebody tried to scam our pal. Where is this? Why is this pal?
Busters!
All right. So, in Joe's inbox came something that alarmed him.
Oh.
Joe, what happened?
Something came in your box and it alarmed you?
Huddle.
My sister-in-law was on vacation for about 3 weeks. And last year...
He's looking. He's got Velveeta in his gums.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a hard time talking. He's like a dog with peanut butter.
I think he's got Velveeta in every orifice after chugging down
that
whole
chunk. Velveeta.
That's a lot.
You can take it home with you if you want.
Thank you, now. So, at least I don't have to eat dinner when I get home.
You're full.
Oh, yeah.
So, I get an email from my sister-in-law, who was on vacation for about 3 weeks. And it says, I am... Let me put my glasses on. No.
He just poked himself in the nose to test to see if his glasses were on.
And you say you're
hilarious.
Not as dumb as you think? I think you're dumber than
think. No, that was cute. People with glasses do that.
Yeah. You know, I'm writing this with tears in my eyes. My family,
This is the email you get.
This is the email I got.
Who's it from?
It's from my sister-in-law.
It's from your sister-in-law's email address?
Yes.
You recognize this email address?
Yes.
Comes to your inbox where you would converse with
her? Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So the email reads, I'm writing this with tears in my eyes. My family and I came down here to Manila, Philippines for a short vacation, and we were mugged at gunpoint last night at the park of the hotel we were lodged in. All our cash and credit card was stolen off.
Well,
of
sometimes
us.
You leave off an S after that trauma.
Right.
And let's not besmirch the Philippines. That one of our, Mac Daddy's based in the Philippines. Sorry.
But luckily for us, we still have our passports with us. We have been to the embassy and the police here, but they're not helping the issues at all, and they asked us to wait for 3 weeks. But we can't wait then. Our flight leaves in a few hours from now, but we're having problems settling the hotel bills, and the hotel manager won't leave us alone until we settle the hotel bills. We are freaked out at the moment. Well, I really need your financial assistance. Please let me know if you can help us out. Write me back so I can tell you how to get it to me. Josephine. Signed, Josephine.
Is that how she signs her name?
No.
Okay.
Ah.
How does she sign her name?
Her name, and I've known her for over 20 years, she has been called Josie by the family ever since we met her.
So what are you thinking when you get this?
At first, I thought it might be legit for the simple reason they were on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There were a couple of red flags that I had. Okay? Like I said, they were in vacation in Italy.
Okay, right.
Okay, they were not in a vacation in the Philippines. Okay? There was a couple of things. It was from my email sister. Like I said, the sister-in-law's address. There was a couple of things where I thought it might have been legit.
Right.
Number one, it was from my sister-in-law's email address, which is her email address.
And why would she email you instead of your sister, your wife?
Maybe she didn't want to upset Joanne.
Okay,
that's a good...
That's valid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but they're in Italy. I don't know their itinerary.
Right.
Maybe they went to the Philippines for something. I don't know.
Right.
I still had to call my wife and find out what was going on. And there was just a couple of things. Why would she sign it Josephine?
Yeah.
Also, when she was, the spelling, my cash and credit card was stolen. So,
now, as somebody who reads your writing all the time, how can you tell?
My writing, I'm reading her writing.
I know, but how do you know if something's spelled properly or incorrectly?
So
you can recognize what it looks like.
I just
can't execute it.
Also,
okay.
Yeah, but it's the way scammers write. My sister-in-law is a professor. She was a professor at Princeton.
Oh, wow.
She's
wow.
not going to,
So this is really out of the norm for her.
Yeah, this is
okay.
really out of the
so
norm.
So if your sister was an average person, it might be a little bit more believable.
Right.
If it came from me or Davin, you would...
He would ignore it. He'd delete before he read it.
Right.
Never would have got to this point.
If it was for me, he'd hit, can I talk to the people holding him? Here's what you need to do.
Get some fish sauce, first of all.
Now, another telltale thing was, I was, with tears in my eyes, my family and I, it's her and her husband. They
right.
do have a son, but he lives in San Francisco.
Oh.
And he doesn't travel with him. He keeps to himself, you know, he's on his own, you know. So that was another thing. So immediately I knew it was a scam.
So she would say me and
yeah.
my husband.
Me and my husband.
Or, you know, me and since your family.
Yeah, myself and Angelo blah, blah, blah. So you didn't write that. So I did call Joanne.
Right.
And I told Joanne, I go, look, I go, did you see this? Is this legit? And she goes, no, it's ridiculous. I go, okay, great.
Yeah.
So then I emailed our pal over there.
he can't even mention me by name.
No.
But
no.
I do want to say, I've gotten something like that.
Me too.
I've gotten it a couple years ago. It was my sister-in-law's boyfriend.
Oh.
I don't think it was the Philippines, but a similar type of thing. Mugged, need money, blah,
yep,
blah, blah.
Yep.
And I did wind up contacting my sister-in-law to find out if he was okay. Because it is the type of thing
right.
where you just want to double check just to be sure.
There is that slight benefit of the doubt. You don't see the money.
And also, you have the benefit of being immersed with this the past year.
Yeah.
So you're probably a lot more suspicious than you would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I also keep on getting something on Facebook where it tells me that I won a laptop.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't get rid of it.
Can you give it to my girlfriend? She wanted me to get her one from Malmart.
Malmart.
Yeah, I think
is
she won
the Malmart one?
She wanted the one with flowers on it. Can we get her that one?
Well,
that's what she wanted, Joe. I've got to give my girl what she wants.
Did it also
wants.
Have Hello Kitty on it or something?
She's not Japanese. She's African.
So finally owning that.
I actually wrote back to the in the hopes that they might see him. I go, I just saw this. Hope you got home. So I wrote this a couple of days ago. I just saw this. I hope you got home safe, and I could not help at the time. Let me know if you need my help with any costs you may incur. Joe. So.
No word back?
No word back.
But I think that's one of the better scams out there.
It is.
And that, the way Joe read it was actually written pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, you know, the normal butchery that we deal with.
Oh, yeah. It's not like Flory wrote it.
No, although Belinda's a good writer.
It's more like a native English speaker writes this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's from the Philippines, which probably isn't as known for their scamming, although they do it a lot,
mm-hmm.
as the Africans are. But I can imagine a lot of people get fooled with that. But what do they ask you to wire money? They don't. What's the next play for them?
Right. They say, write me back. So this is weird, though.
Right.
And this is something. Yeah, take one. Yeah, sure. Get the fish sauce out of you. This is something, though, where it's kind of weird and kind of scary. We really need your financial assistance. Please let me know if you can help us out. Write me back so I can tell you how to get it to me. There's no alternate place to go with this, which is kind of weird, you know.
Well, they're fishing. That's what they're doing. They're fishing. They want to see, because most people are going to ignore it. It's like
right.
with all these things. They're fishing, see who's going to write them back, which is kind of curious because you wrote a legitimate letter about why they haven't gotten back to you yet.
Right.
That's kind of what's the email address that they sent it? They sent it from hers.
Yeah, I'd rather not read out my
all right, but you told, but yeah, and they
but
said,
it was her email address.
So you told you,
said,
you told your sister,
respond.
You told her that she's been hacked.
You know what? I haven't yet. Joe,
really? Waiting for some more? You might want to get on that, Joe. That's more important than a bit.
You just got back from vacation. And
well, you know, but the scammers don't take vacations when she takes vacation.
I understand.
We'll wait until she's home.
For those listening at home, and Joe, proper protocol is when you get one of these from somebody you know, you email them, or if they have an alternate way of reaching them, that's the best way to do it. Like if they have a Facebook or another email, go, hey, by the way, you've been hacked. I got this from you. So they change their password immediately. So God forbid they don't do any bank transactions or anything like that with the email.
Yeah.
You might want to get on that. Oh, see, we're here to educate everybody, including members of the show. But yeah, that's the first thing you got to do,
because
that's what they do. They hack.
Right.
They hack. And we've talked about the hacking. Not my act, but we talk about the acting.
just
like backing away from that comment.
But you have to alert somebody right away
yeah.
that their email has been compromised.
Because somebody might not understand that it's not really them on the other end of this
I guarantee
email.
You a lot of people don't.
Email. They don't.
Obviously, if everybody knew it was baloney, they wouldn't keep on doing the same thing.
I got one of those a couple of years ago, or maybe even more recent than that. And it would it would be so unusual for this particular person, who is a, you know, a really nice acquaintance, but I would not be the person that she would reach out to if this kind of thing happened to her. No. So I went, this smells all kinds of bad.
Well, see, that's the blind thing about it. It happened with Joe that it would be somebody she would reach out to.
It
just, she happens to be a Princeton professor.
Yeah. Right. But more recently, there was somebody who I'm not acquainted with at all, and I got an email from them saying that they were traveling.
Yeah.
And I was like, how did they even – and, you know, I was wise to the fact that this was a scam because it had happened previously, but I thought, how did this one even have my email? Like, I didn't know this
person – get it because they get it through contacts. They got it through somebody else.
But I didn't even know this person had me in their contact list. I was like, why am I in their contact list?
Because they got it from somebody. Yeah. That's what they do on Facebook. Like, with Facebook, they'll go on a friends list, and then they'll go all through your friends and start trolling. That's how my girls always find me.
Oh, yeah. And they found all the other comedians.
Right, because what happened is, you know, one guy probably went to a single site, Match.com.
Right.
Followed them over to Facebook. Then they're working their way through the comics.
Yep.
I'm the only lunatic with time on my hands. Speaking of, it's time for Jungle Love.
Ooh!
Hip story.
Always and forever.
Okay. Where we last left it was, everybody was still betting against me.
Yeah.
We had not heard from Mavis in a while. Mavis is a separate bet.
Yes.
Belinda actually left it where she was going to talk to me tomorrow.
Right.
Which would be this show.
Right.
And she had handled the porn that was going on in my house pretty well.
Yeah, she did.
The nipples.
You weren't handling it as well as she was.
The nipples through the ping pong table net, she was fine with.
I, however, was feeling very queasy at that point, and that almost put me
She was
edge.
A little concerned that they were doing it with my kid's stuff and that I had to get new wings for my daughter. She was talking me off the ledge with that. But I felt like it was another show where Belinda and I connected.
Yeah.
I felt like there was some legitimate stuff going on.
She was being very kind to you throughout your whole porn exchange while you were wringing your hands about all the different bodily fluids that were infesting the den.
Yes, like tonight. I felt very confident that tonight would be the day.
I win,
and I said that. I said I'm feeling good. I don't know about Mavis. I'm feeling good about this.
Wait a second, Joe just said the same thing before he got on the scale.
That's true. So I was feeling good, and everybody said no, something's going to happen. So what are the wagers before we see if I am a winner? Or just another poor crying Mugu another day.
Okay, well.
What are the wagers?
Trucker Tom was double or nothing hot sauce.
So that means I have to get Belinda and Mavis.
Yes.
Okay.
Morgan was also hot sauce. But then we had the punishment round. And I believe that, what was her exchange to? Fish sauce?
Fish sauce with a bonus punishment fish sauce shot.
Ah, okay.
Now, was she double or nothing, or is each one on its own?
I think each one was on their own.
Okay. So she should be a little nervous unless Mavis pops in tonight.
Okay, and then Godelay, who is not in the chat tonight, but was weighing in.
Godelay always, you know, usually listens on replay.
Yeah.
Two Scotch Bonnet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that double or nothing, or?
I believe it was each one for Belinda, one for Mavis.
Okay, and you, what were you on the hook for?
$20 each.
So you were on the hook for potentially 40. So we could break even.
Yeah, it could be totally.
Now I will say, if I lose. Mm-hmm. I will put the money into our kitty and we'll buy pizza or something with it for one of the shows. That's what, if I get your money, I mean, if I lose and have to, oh, no, if I win, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If I win, if I beat you, I will put money towards, you know, getting us some food or something. You can do whatever
I'll pass on the food.
Well, it won't be Velveeta.
He's afraid of what the food might be.
You can do whatever you want, but there's $40 on the line between.
Yes.
Now, Joe, King of the Skeptics, has not wagered. It's still time, Joe.
I'm not wagering.
Okay.
Oh, if I win,
just ate a half a block of cheese on a scale I knew I was down 4 pounds on.
Numbers don't lie.
Oh, yeah. If I win $40, I'm going home with it. No, I'm
kidding. So everyone's copacetic with where we are.
Yeah.
Shall we start?
I'm not feeling so confident right now because you seem a little cocky.
I seem cocky every week. Joe, winner or Mugu?
Mugu.
Pip, winner or Mugu?
Mugu.
The chat can weigh in, too. Is this Mugu all around or Mugu for Mavis and Belinda separately? Mugu all around. I get stuck, stood up again?
Mugu all around.
Mugu all around. Okay. That is, now remember, no Scambaiter has ever gotten a video chat with
right.
them. Because they all do what Agnes originally did with the Juliana Love one. Remember I had that brief video chat with the fake video
yes.
and everything? Which I brought up to her after she came clean. She's like, let's not talk about that. Yeah. Okay. Here we go, boys and girls.
Tom says Mugu all around.
Mugu, well, it sounds like we're having Chinese again. Excuse me ahead of time.
So there's more game.
All right. February 19th. We were supposed to meet at 11:30. I was supposed to. My time. 11:30 my time, which would have been 3:30 her time. I forget exactly which it is.
Okay.
Several hours pass. I do not hear from her.
Oh.
I am not pleased. I feel like I've been stood up again, and she's disappeared.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
again,
rude.
I got all dressed up with my basement to go. I'm ready to Skype with my girl. She's already stood me up once.
He's got the lotion ready.
She knows she's cornered, but she's also been saying that she wants to video chat with me. I caught that. And yes. but actually, you should never have video sex with these people because they actually record it and then they blackmail you.
That's true. Oh, well, I wasn't about to anyway, but thank you for the tip.
But no, but people do. You know, you get all in love. Oh, let's have video sex. Next thing you know, you're doing
crank,
what you do.
Crank.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Next thing you know, you're three fingers deep and you're here, 50,000 in the hole.
In the hole?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a lot.
Exactly. Hope it was worth it.
That's a lot of cheese in the hole.
You're kicking the cat off the bed where you should be kicking yourself in the ass.
Trucker Tom says, just don't fart in the studio.
No promises. Who says I didn't?
Oh!
All right, here we go. February 19th. Are your guys gone? She gets back to me after several hours. She's talking about the porn guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Are you in the cafe? She goes, about leaving home. So you will be there in 30 minutes, I say? She goes, yeah. I go, okay, you are very late. I'm not happy.
Great.
She goes, yeah, had to put things in order before I leave. All right, she's heading. Maybe she just needed a meeting with the boss.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She had to get the script typed out. And
who knows? I don't. But she's allegedly leaving.
All right.
It should happen.
Yeah.
Unless she gets run over by a yak, it should happen. I go, oh, I wish you would have sent me a message. I waited for a few hours and felt like an ass. She goes, sorry to hear that. I go, thought you stood me up again. She goes, wouldn't do that to you. I go, well, you have in the past, so I kind of figured you did. Are you walking to the cafe? Yes, I am. I go, cool. Are you excited? She goes, very. Aren't you? I go, I am. Nervous, too. I go, how long will it take you to walk there? She goes, I tell her, you need to create a Skype account, but it should be easy. If not, I am sure the cafe workers can help you, and I give her the Skype website. She goes, okay. I go, so how much time do I have to put on my makeup and look pretty for you? That's what I said to her. She goes, a couple of minutes. I go, oh, wow, you are a fast walker.
You better start powdering there.
It's not going to help. She goes, yeah, I am. I go, I can't believe this is going to happen. She goes, yeah, me too. I feel nervous. Feeling pretty good about this.
Did you feel nervous?
Yeah, I definitely felt nervous.
Really, yeah.
Because I've been talking to this chick.
First date.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I've been talking to her over 6 months, Joe.
Yeah, I would be nervous.
I mean, we've had some very intimate conversations, some very real conversations, a whole lot of bullshit. But, I mean, towards the later stages, as the relationship's progressed, I've revealed more of my real self to her, and I feel like she's revealed more of her real self to me.
And you've revealed a whole lot of bullshit, you.
I most certainly have. Bullshit deserves bullshit. So, yes, I am nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous, and I also realize this could be history-making.
Right.
So I'm nervous on that aspect of it, and I'm nervous like, oh, boy, a date-to-date. You know,
you're like, oh, if this comes through, let me not sound like a jackass, because we're going to be replaying this on iHeart over and over again.
Well, I didn't know iHeart was in the This is way before iHeart.
Well, wherever.
So it's looking good, right?
Yeah.
Well, good for me.
Yeah.
Not for you. Yeah, she goes, yeah, me too, I feel nervous too. I go, me too. Well, at least we can feel nervous together, smiley face. She smiles. I go, I guess now I should tell you I'm really a 70-year-old from the Philippines.
Nice.
The Philippines are getting a lot of action tonight.
They are.
I really am a mechanic. Hope you still want to see me. She laughs. I go, oh, you laugh, but you were so right when you called me elderly. I was kind of hoping your grandma's eyes did not clear up so you would introduce me to her and she would fall in love with me. I go, I'm not much to look at.
By the way, Trucker Tom says, just wait, Devin. Soon your voice will start changing and you'll grow hair in strange places.
Why is that?
He's saying that you're so young. You're like inexperienced.
Wow. She writes, I'm in the cafe.
Oh.
Yeah, your eyes just bugged out. You just realized. Joe's cool, calm, and collected because he knows punishments are over.
No, I'm just trying to
Keep it down.
As I said, so if there's anything, I'm listening. If there's any look on my face that shows disinterest, I'm not
then
disinterested.
Then I'm going to back up.
Do some jumping jacks, Joe.
Very
move it around a little.
I'm just keeping very still.
Oh, wait a second. And I do have a bone to pick with you.
Aha!
Just really quickly.
All right.
Don't mention whirly kinds of rides to somebody who just had dog food and fish sauce because that's evil.
Well, Joe didn't have that, so I can mention teacups.
Evil.
Roller evil. Coasters go loop-de-loop.
Ah.
The Gravitron's a bitch. Anyway, we'll move on.
Sorry.
Really?
Sorry.
Like he was
sorry.
Not going to do that.
I'm sorry. You know what?
Really?
I thought about how I was doing.
That's right, dear. Why would I do a thing like that? Are you kidding? That's like telling like a lion, don't chase that zebra.
I love it when the kids fight.
I'm sorry. I realized after it was out of my mouth what I just
did. No! You stopped the show to get him died. Men have died.
Because I
wanted to yell
at you for doing that to me.
And you did. I hope you feel better. I know I do.
Please continue.
Anyway, so here's something that Joe could relate to. stupid people. So this is what I write to her, and Joe can probably express this feeling better than I can. I wrote, gulp. No turning back now. She goes, finish creating the account.
Oh. Wait.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just more comments from people I spend the day with. My buddy Tommy commented on my photo. Get a new scale, fat boy.
Oh, Tommy, no.
Yes. So she goes, finish creating the account. I go, okay, and I give her my Skype name. She goes, what do I do now? I go, my Skype is open. You need to add me as a contact. And then I think that'll call me. Then call me.
Okay.
She goes, okay. I go, so nervous, so silly, so much like a kid, LOL.
Tom called it.
Tom's right. She goes, how do I add contacts? I go, not sure. What is your Skype name? I will try and call you. If not, ask the cafe worker. I barely use Skype, which is true. You can do a search for all people on Skype to find me. We tried it once during a show. It was a nightmare.
Oh, a nightmare.
So she gives me her name, Belinda Abbey, for those who want to check at home. I go, I found one, Belinda Abbey, let me try. She goes, okay. I go, I'm calling you. Is it ringing? She goes, nope. And Joe goes,
oh, no! The first time!
No, that's relief.
Get that bucket over here.
I need the bucket.
Get it close just in case.
No, I feel better now that I burped.
Okay.
I go, okay.
It's not like I'm walking through a Chinese restaurant. Sorry.
Get another pillow for your butt in case anything else is going to happen.
I go, odd. Okay, do a people search. And I give her my name, Davin Roseblatt, and call me. She goes, okay, let me try. I go, it is right under contact. She goes, okay, just sent you a request to add you on Skype. I am with Ishmael, which is her cousin.
Oh.
Remember her cousin? That used to be her friend,
yes.
But that was the cousin.
Yes. Well, because it is Arkansas, so you never know.
Looks like this is going to happen, boys and girls.
I'm listening.
Looks like history is going to be made. I go, okay, was kind of hoping you were alone. He's a computer guy. He should be able to fix this because he put on Facebook that he was some type of computer engineer.
Right.
So it must be true.
Uh-huh. Of course it is.
She goes, yeah, he's doing it. I go, maybe you will see him first before – she goes, maybe you will see him first before you see me.
Ah.
I go, well, that's a bummer. No offense to Ishmael, LOL. She goes, okay. I go, what okay? Here's our Skype conversation. Because you can chat. You can type in Skype.
Oh, okay.
I have visual contact.
What?
I have visual contact.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at my girl.
No!
I've done what nobody else has done. I'm looking at the girl with the pictures. I'm looking at my girl. I did it. All you naysayers!
Oh, my God.
I did what none of the professional little scam baiters could do.
Wait, and
because my pimp hand is strong.
Where's the photos? Are you record the Skype? Or
well, yeah, I can't video record the Skype, but right. I did audio. Hold on. And I can show you at a later date my Skype account to verify the picture.
Right.
But I didn't have the technology to actually video record. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. Wait, before you play the audio, make sure the audio is crystal clear, because someday if we have to do clips, I don't need to sit there.
Well, Joe,
cleaning it up.
We'll get to that. Because there was we'll get to that.
I have questions.
Well, you should have questions.
She's like a moving person. It's not.
She's
a
real.
Out.
She's
it's
a real person. Really reacting.
Was it the person that you saw in the pictures?
Was the girl I saw in the pictures?
Was there anybody behind her? What was around?
Well, hold
her?
On. We'll get to all that. All right. She's in a cafe. She's in an internet cafe. She's exactly where she said she would be.
Oh,
it happened.
My God.
I did what everybody said I couldn't do. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who owe. you can start filming that and emailing me at davin@davincomedy.com because they will go on the website. Pip Helix, you will put $20 in the kitty. Joe's a smart man, the old coward.
I'm not putting $20
the coward,
in the kitty.
The coward, I got hip, a block of cheese.
Trucker Tom, still has a reprieve because he went double or nothing.
Stupid.
Right.
Whatchamacallit? Morgaine is now on the shot, is now on the hook for one shot of fish sauce and a punishment shot.
Wow.
Which I will collect in Tennessee.
Wow.
And Godelay is
a video, right?
Yeah. All right. And Godelay,
Godelay's got a Scotch bonnet coming.
Godelay has a Scotch bonnet. Godelay, I know you listen to replay.
What's a Scotch bonnet?
It's a very hot pepper, which I want video record. We got one Scotch bonnet. Now, Morgaine can wait until I see her in Tennessee.
Yes.
That's what we agreed upon.
Yes.
So what is the reaction?
The chat is completely silent.
They left. They left the show.
They're like,
Yeah, they're like, Curry didn't vomit. All right, what next?
I can't believe it. And no, we didn't set you guys up for this because you see what happens when you lie to the chat.
No, nobody set up.
Or anybody. No.
Don't get mad.
I'm getting mad that they would have.
How dare you?
Okay.
They didn't say
Venom
that.
Died.
I'm preemptively saying that because there's a lot of just like silence I'm looking at here.
Maybe they left.
And I'm just saying that that there's no way. That
I'm sorry.
Can I
stop everything for a second?
Sure.
All right. We all threw the confetti that you had to Skype. Before we comment anymore, I want to hear the transcripts of the Skype.
Okay.
Oh yeah. No. I do.
Oh, we will do transcripts.
And the reason I'm interrupting is because we're all glad handling and we're saying. I want
to
see. I want to hear what went on during this, and then we'll have our comments.
And
after
then,
that.
And then,
we have,
and
we
then
have two ways to.
We will. I will do transcripts, and then I will do a. It's going to seem long, but a briefer version of the audio. I had to edit it down.
Then we'll do commentary, all right?
Okay,
yeah,
fair
enough.
First, with the chat is weighing in now. Tom says, I called him evil. And he says, you forgot evil. Genius.
You called me evil?
I called Tom evil.
That you had a recap?
I won't even say why.
What's he going to be mean to me?
No, he's going to be mean to Joe.
Oh, well, we should definitely hear that.
You ran a half a block of cheese and drank Frisco's because of you, Thomas. What more do you want out of me tonight?
Hey, when did you
already got a ticket, too. You want to give me told the cops to give me another ticket on the way home?
Joe, no, it's not about you.
He wanted you to go.
It is right now.
He wanted you to go for a jog and maybe do some stairs.
No.
And so
no.
I told him it was evil. And he said, you've got genius to that, Pip. And he goes, I knew doubling down would give me a fighting chance. And Morgaine says, I want to see video of this girl.
There's no way I can get video. I will tell you people, I have audio, and at a later time, I will show Joe and Pip, and you will understand why I have to do a later time.
Well, let's go to the audio tape.
No, we're not doing the audio first. First, we're going to do the, because I'm typing with her on Skype.
Okay.
And I can't show moving pictures, but I can verify that it's real at a later date.
Okay.
I will. But I wouldn't lie to you guys. Why would I lie to you guys?
No. I was just saying that preventively because it was like, oh, my God.
No, I wouldn't lie. I would say if I could. Yeah.
You know what the punishment is.
And if I was going to lie, I would string this out longer.
And if you were going to lie, you know what the punishment is.
Chiseled in stone. Men have died. All right.
Exactly. So I ask her, I go, is your mic working? I go, I can't hear you. I can't hear you, beautiful. She goes, I don't have a headset. I go, then how can we talk? Have the cafe fix the mic and speaker settings, okay? Now I'm doing tech support, which is not my strong suit. But, you know,
and
I'm
surprised you didn't have Joey help you.
Joey and Hawk.
Hey, Joey.
But it's funny you say that, but I was at this time immersed with a lot of technical issues.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, for our show, so I was a little bit more well-versed in what I had to do to get Skype working. So then how can we talk? Have the cafe fix the mic and speaker settings. I go, this is weird, LOL. Because we're looking at each other. We are looking at each other. We're smiling, making faces and everything. I'm trying to entertain her because it's awkward. She goes, okay, a moment. I go, okay, babe. I go, you are really pretty, smiley face. Well, I guess staring at each other awkwardly is new, LOL. She goes, I go, what a dream date, LOL. I go, people who are married for 50 years would love this, LOL. She goes, I hear static. I guess that's a plus. I go, talk, woman. Then I go, this is awesome, with a whole bunch of explanation points. She goes, can you hear me? I go, I can't hear you. I hear static. I go, at least the view is good. I heard something for a second when you adjusted it. Now nothing. Now something. Is there a microphone for you to talk into?
The beginning of the show.
No, seriously. She goes, nope. I go, how do people use Skype in this cafe? They should have everything you need. This is very uncomfortable, by the way.
Yeah.
I go, I can hear you making adjustments, so there is a mic.
Right.
Wow. You get to see me. I go, wow, you get to see me type. Are you swept off your feet? I go like Chris Brown and Rihanna, because remember how she was talking about that relationship?
Oh, wow, yeah.
She goes, I have a headset, but it's not working. I go, they stink at this cafe.
You stink!
I go, do they know how to use, how, do they, I go, do they know who I used to be? LOL. She goes, nope. I go, how is that possible? LOL. I go, the one good thing about this is I love your choice of shirts. Tell Ishmael not to read that. Now, she was wearing this like white wife beater type shirt,
right,
and her boobs were falling out.
Whoa.
It was like National Geographic come to life.
Really?
Nice.
It was awesome.
It was done on purpose.
It could have been. I'm hook, line, and sinker, buddy.
Uh-oh.
There's
Uh-oh.
Boobs. So they don't know who I used to be. I go, how is that? The one good thing is I love your choice of shirts. I go, I like to see you smile. She has a great smile. She has a big smile. You kind of saw that in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a nice smile. She goes, you look cute to me.
Yeah.
I go, thank you. I go, not bad for an old fat white guy, Winky. She goes, I brought you my designs. Remember, she was going to bring me designs for the shirt, for the clothing she was making?
Oh, right.
She brought that with her. There's no way I can verify if she actually did that.
Right.
But she brought
but still.
That. Yeah. I go, sweet, let's see. She smiles.
That was good homework.
I go, is that a top? It looks pretty. I go, that looks like a tube top. Am I correct? She goes, yeah, it is. Thanks. I go, I bet you would look great in it. I go, bet you would, I go, would love to hear your, she goes, would love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
I go, I know, I am disappointed. I can hear some noise. Maybe if you walk right into the, maybe if you talk right into the computer. I go, I want to hear your voice so much I want to talk to you about. She goes, talk and let's see if I can hear you. She goes, yeah. She goes, I am talking. I go, okay, we need to get me to hear you. How can we make that happen? This is a very frustrating phone call.
Sure, and Tom is very frustrated because he said, you didn't screen cap the boobs, Davin. Shame.
I don't know how.
I'm sorry, Deb, that last sentence, who was saying that last sentence?
I go, it's me. It was me. Okay, we need to get me to hear you. How can we make that
and
happen?
And that's you saying that.
That's me.
Yeah. Very good.
I go, ask them to set the setting to pick up the mic in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, Ishmael. So now I'm looking at Ishmael.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Two scammers. Potentially.
Yes.
Two scammers.
Yes.
Potentially. Now, what I was talking to somebody about this, the one person who knew. There's one person in the world who knew this happened.
Right.
Only one person who I confided in.
Okay.
Who knew this happened. And she reasoned, well, maybe they'll give up the girl because they don't value women much. There's no way they would give up the guy, put the guy on there. I got two of them. I'm looking face to face with Ishmael.
Wow.
I'm communicating with Ishmael.
Wow.
I got the two of them.
Oh, my God.
So I go, Ishmael, I can't hear you. We need to all take a course in sign language. She goes, let's try again tomorrow. We'll try to get one. I go, okay, doll. I really want to talk to you alone. I like Ishmael and can't wait to talk to him in the future, but I want to chat with you first if that is okay.
Yeah.
Because I want to get her alone.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, so are you the prettiest girl in Ghana? She goes, yeah, I am. I laugh. I go, I know. I've been there.
What? Yeah, I know.
Well, she thinks I have.
She thinks you have.
She goes, all right, have to go get going. Kasha is alone. That's her daughter. Let's try again tomorrow. I go, so what do you want to do now? I love looking at you, but I don't want you to waste your cafe time. And then I go, okay, because I already typed that. I go, what time? For real? Or real, not Belinda time? She goes, okay, tomorrow, 4:30. I go, yeah, right. No, for real. She goes, yeah, for real. I go, all right. If you are late, I'm going to go back on the internet and start accepting strange friend requests again. She goes, laughs. I go, okay, I'll be on time. And I go, are you typing or is Ishmael? She goes, it's me. I go, okay. I saw his hands moving and not yours. It was weird, LOL.
Oh.
And then the call ended. You know, she. So okay. I'll play the audio. So I'm looking at her.
Yeah.
She's with me face to face at this point. I see hands moving. I don't see her hands moving. It was just for a second.
Interesting. Uh-oh.
No, it's fine.
It's okay, Burbage?
Just kidding. Okay. Ishmael. I'm sorry, Deb. Ishmael, a man, correct?
Yeah. Ishmael's a younger boy, like she said he would be.
And how old?
Late teens, early 20s, which is prime scamming.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who's doing it. That's who's doing the Sakawa. Right. So, you know, she's saying this is her cousin. Now, again, at some point, I got to go, okay, crap, this is real.
Yeah.
This is real because Joe said, well, let's see what happens with the video chat. She ponied up. This is real, kids.
Oh, my God.
So now a bad, bad man.
Uh-oh.
Now, Joe's going to – do you want to hear the audio or you
– Yeah.
Or do you want to make a comment?
I want to make a comment before we do the audio. It's real. it might not be the truth,
right?
But it's real.
But it's further along than anybody else has gotten.
I'm not discounting that. Yeah. It is. However, it could be a luring in,
right,
sort of thing. Well, it's real.
It could be a new tactic.
What we do know is the girl in the picture who held up the date and everything, yeah, and I love you, David, is the same girl I'm looking at. Is the same girl I spoke to in that phone call.
Yeah.
All right. It's the same
going person. Back to a common, you know, a common sense sort of thing and a factor like that. These people all work together. She could be on staff.
Sure.
This is their person.
But this is not protocol, Joe. This is not. The game might have changed.
That's what I'm saying.
The game might have changed, or this could be real. Because remember, again, we always have to go back to this. She came clean the day before the money was coming.
Yeah, which is really strange. But this is really unbelievable that you actually got the video chat. I really didn't think you were going to be able to.
Really? So nobody did. And by the way, you're not alone. And people who've been doing this for years, who pride themselves as the best scam baiters, because some of them like to brag, never did it.
I grade myself as a master.
Bater. But I don't know how I was able to do it, because maybe, as Joe points out, I'm just so damn fascinating, fake me, that they got to see what they're dealing with.
But the question you ask, and we have been asking every step we get, every progression that you have made with this, why? You have to think the reality again. Why?
I think it's one of two things. I think it's pretty obvious at this point. It's one of two things.
Yeah.
Either it's as Joe suggests, they feel like, all right, we got him on the line. He's got this money. The divorce is coming. Let's give him the picture.
Right.
Even though we're not supposed to go on camera.
Yeah.
You know what? We're kind of breaking the rules by revealing ourselves like we did.
Yeah.
Let's break the bank. We're going to get some good coin on this one.
Right.
That could be the play.
Right.
Very legitimate. Or the chick digs me, in which case I have a situation. I have a bit of a problem.
Houston, we have a problem.
All right. So now you said there was going to be audio on this.
Yes. Okay. The audio... it's not great. I edited it down to 7+ minutes. It's very hard to listen to. The audio was actually 30+ minutes, the length of the conversation.
Okay. Right.
But there's just so much nothing going on, as you heard.
Okay. Yeah. Now, as we listen to the audio, us, anybody, the gang on the chat room, anybody that might hear this in a replay and was listening to the replay a while, she digs me. She digs me. Let's listen to the audio and see how into him she is.
Yeah.
You're really having some hiccups over there. This should be interesting.
Oh, I just ate a half a block of cheese dumbo.
It ain't over, Trucker Tom. You're still in the game.
I'll eat cow shit next.
Is the chat stunned? Are they impressed?
Well, I mean, they are stunned into silence, but Tom just said scammer tactics? Legitimate? Come on, man.
So even Trucker Tom still thinks this is nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You'll be thinking about that over a hot shot. Potentially. Potentially Trucker Tom, because he went double or nothing.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I also want to have a choice of how many hot sauce shots he has.
No, it was one apiece. It was one apiece.
Don't help me when he's going after me.
I made the bet with him. You can do something with him on Mavis if you want. But by the way, so again, go delay. We expect you to pay up. We expect to have that video. Davin@davincomedy.com. I expect one Scotch Bonnet. There's still another one up for play. Maybe I'll be eating Scotch Bonnet. Maybe I don't get Mavis. Mavis has kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Mavis might
say
be
good.
All right. Here's the conversation.
It's okay, Dick.
Right. Here's the conversation. Again, this is very hard to listen to. I don't know if we'll ever be able to put it online.
Yeah.
But here it is. Can you hear that? Yes? No? No? Can you hear me? You can hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear her, but I can't hear you. I want to hear you. Will you laugh at me? I'll come to God and kick your butt. Laughing and laughing over there in Ghana. You don't know, I might be right next door to you. I might be looking in that doorway right behind you. Look behind you. No, you don't think so? Look behind you. Yeah, I'm not. I want to hear you. Can you talk right into the computer? Like maybe there's a microphone in the computer. You can hear me. Yeah, you get what you want.
We were connected.
Oh, nice. You can hear me. I can't hear you. Now I can't say terrible things. Now I have to be nice. Well, at least you can hear me say you have a beautiful smile. I can't hear you.
It's very frustrating.
Those are the biggest earrings I've ever seen.
Can you
hear
me? In the picture.
Yeah, you can hear me. Aren't your... Yeah! They're nice. Aren't your ears tired?
Smooth. Really?
I got a little there. Wow. Very stylish. Oh, you're welcome. Look at you showing it. They got to get you a microphone. Tell Ishmael to earn his keep. He's the computer guy. He's sitting right there.
You hear everything else.
Tell Ishmael to do something.
Hold on, let me stop.
Please, could you stop that?
What's up, Ishmael?
Hold on. By the way, we have heard her. We have heard her in parts.
We're hearing every. See, something is fishy. I'm hearing everything else in the background, crystal clear. That's the I'm sorry. That's the background. She's in front of the unit. We can't hear her.
I know what happened.
What?
I know what happened. I might be jumping ahead. Actually, she's not jumping ahead because I was watching it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize at the time. Then I thought about it.
Right.
I didn't know it at the time, but I had to think about it. A lot of these headphones.
Yeah.
They have the microphone on the wire.
Oh.
None of us realized that.
Oh.
So we're trying to adjust different things, thinking maybe the microphone is in the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Is it one of the lavaliers that we used to have?
No. It's not a lavalier. It's a headset. It's kind of like a Bluetooth type thing.
Okay.
You know, where you have the headset and then there's like the microphone on the wire.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. Neither one of us realized that. That I didn't know that at the time. But upon thinking about it, that's why I could hear her in and out when she was adjusting things.
Right.
When she was moving, that's what it was. And we have heard her. We've heard her laugh.
I heard the giggle.
No, I'm not discounting that. I was.
It makes no sense for them though to have spoken to me in the past and then to once do the video chat for me not to communicate with her.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. And you can tell from this audio that we are communicating with each other without words.
It might make sense where it's vague enough without giving much information that you are having contact.
Right.
Yeah, but she doesn't know I'm going to question her.
How do you know?
Come on.
Here's the deal.
I could have questioned her in the words.
You could have.
Right.
But she still could have had that vague reaction where something's not going right, where you might have given up.
Yeah.
Listen,
they're not stupid people.
No.
Well,
they're not, man.
If they're going to go on camera, which is something they don't do,
right. She's
going to try to communicate. I mean, I'm looking at her. She was frustrated too.
You know what though? If they're trying to lure you in, he wants to do it. Do it. We can lure him in. But when you go on there, don't try. You know, let's fudge
you're
the
really
audio
reaching.
Stuff.
You're really reaching.
Because I'm trying to look at the most.
But you're forgetting. I saw her.
Yeah.
I communicated with her.
Yeah.
I saw what they were doing.
Now look.
And I was the one walking them through. I saw them trying things.
I understand that. But, you know, it just in a reality way, because there's two ways to look through it. You're looking it through the eyes of somebody who's in love with this woman. Okay?
No.
in a way, yes, you are.
Not really,
but you were going on the auspices of doing that in that way.
But I'm communicating. I am having.
I understand that. But, dude, because there's always, Davin, there's always an issue. There's always an issue.
You realize it's in Africa.
I understand.
You can't even use your computer and it's in front of you.
Me gesticulate with all this cheese in me.
Gesticulate.
Well, in the chat, Morgan is saying, no, they think we're all stupid. So, you know, it's like there could very well
there's
be like, oh,
always,
fumble, stumble bunny.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm agreeing
but
with.
But here's
Morgan.
The thing.
There's always an issue, dude.
She had no Skype account.
And she set it up.
With me there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, look, they're tech guys. That's what they do. What do you think? They don't know how
they're
to
not
use
all,
Skype?
No, they're not all tech. There are some that do it.
And they're going to call them in. If we had people on staff that knew what they did and we called them in, they know exactly what they're doing.
So
exactly.
So if I had audio, clear audio, then what would you say?
I would have been maybe less skeptical. But you don't. And maybe you don't for a reason.
Maybe I don't.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying a reason on your – a reason on their.
Well, maybe you need to listen some more.
Well, let's do.
Okay. Morgan says, wow, Davin, you're really going all out to defend her.
I'm not going all out because you don't understand. I am the one who saw her.
Right, right.
Listen, I didn't go all out when I heard the guy feeding her lines.
I know you saw her. Saw her is half of the thing. Hearing her and having a conversation is
I
the
did
rest.
Hear her. I heard her laugh at things I said.
Yeah.
But did she have any other words than that? They're just laughing
yes.
at you?
Yeah. Let's just listen. You
all
keep
right.
on interrupting.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to keep my
Jesus.
Mouth shut. I want every, like I said, before we listen the first time, I want all you, people that might listen to it later on, and everybody in the chat, Goda, Tommy, and
whoever Ray, else listens.
Who's ever in it, listen along. Let's find out.
There's lots of people who listen.
Play the audio guy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. How are you? You good? Glad to hear it. You guys got to get a microphone. You working on it? Hold on. Did you hear him say, yeah? If you had the right technology to boost this, it could totally be done. I'm not going to blast
it
on the airwaves.
But I heard his, yeah. Really?
But that's what they always say.
You know what, though? Yeah, I'm working. Davin, if we're having a problem here. How are we making out? Yeah, dude, I'm working on it. We're just trying to get... You talk like...
Because English is your second language. This is their fourth.
What if, Davin, if you said, I need you to get up and get on this. Yeah. Because that's a conversation.
It's,
really?
It's
If you're trying to horse around on your computer, get Windows 8 to work, and I'm asking you, how coherent are your sentences? You're not really having a full-length conversation.
How did he look? Okay, point taken. How did he look? Was he working? Did it look
yes!
like...
Yes!
Okay.
He was working. As you heard in the transcript, I was telling him what to do.
Yeah.
This is not their computer. They are in a cafe. I see the cafe. I see the surroundings. And don't say I don't call him bullshit, because if I don't call him bullshit, why would I have said, who's typing?
I don't know. We're trying to... That's why we're quizzing you like this, Dad. We're trying to get all...
Well, I'm trying to, but you keep on cutting me
because
off.
Because we're finding other things to get answers on. We're trying to paint the picture. We're trying to
just won't let me have my confetti parade.
We want to expand on the picture. We're getting it from your sub. We want to ask questions and expand.
The guy was working.
But I want to understand one other thing. You could see the background of the other people that were there.
Yeah.
Did you see people that looked like they were, like, sitting there, like the scammer pictures?
What were the people? Were they drinking coffee? Were they rapping with each other?
There's music going. And, you know, there's a couple people at the computer, a couple people milling around the background. It's not like, you know, like... the picture we put for the scammer thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
what
yeah.
did the cafe look? Was it look like a Starbucks? Did it look more like something that would
no,
be
No, it's
there?
Brightly
it
colored. Okay. Brightly colored.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Play the audio.
I'm really trying to remember this now. You got to remember her head and
boobs.
We're blocking the whole picture.
We're trying to do it. Like I said, we're not busting your shoes. We're trying to paint the broader picture so we can make decisions.
Well, Tom says he said, yeah, like a Ghanaian pimp.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Tommy, while we're rolling, what are you thinking on this?
All right, I'm going to play in the all meantime. Right. Can't hear you, my man.
Man, he's one of the brothers.
You want to show me more of your designs? No? One? Okay. Just one?
Okay. This sounds like a lousy date.
It is.
It was nice.
I'm frustrated. Next time you model.
How am I going to jerk
next time you model it.
Nobody could.
Yeah?
Make trigonometry call.
Okay. Okay. What you're hearing is, like, sounds like a radio thing.
It sounds like the Beatles' Revolution
but
Number 9.
But this is the problem they're having with the microphone. This is the music. So it's picking up the music because none of us know the mic is here.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what they're fumbling around. They're horsing around on the computer. It's rough.
Yeah.
So that's the music you hear in the background.
Yeah. And it sounds like that kind of, like, horrible cellular digital delay.
Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha. Funny, funny, funny. Ha 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 ha. I'm just not going to take your calls next time. I'll see you pop up and go, no, I will not talk to her. She is late.
Is there any interaction going on right now?
Between us, but... What time tomorrow?
What kind of interaction?
I can't believe it. Four? All right. I believe you. I believe. All right. Let's see those nails. You got a good manicure? No? Those are working hands. We got to get you good mani-pedi. French tips?
Hey.
No, you don't want that?
I don't know what that is. Typing.
Yes, you do. Oh, you do want that. Oh, okay. So now I got to go down there and get your nails done for you, too. Oh, okay. All right. I'll do that for you. That's what I do. I make people happy. Anything for you. You're silly. So I guess I should let you go, right? All right. Talk to you tomorrow. What does that mean?
Type. Sad. Cry. See? I suck at charades. I am not good at this game. I suck at this game. You need to tell me. You need to type or write a note and hold it to the screen. This is silly. This is craziness. It's, you're going to cause an international incident. Yeah, you. When people get it, you need to communicate. I have no idea what you said. Call. You'll call me tomorrow. You will call me tomorrow. You want me to call you. I call you tomorrow. 11:30. On Skype. At the cafe. Yes? Type, woman. Bye. On the phone? You want me to call you on the phone? I don't even know your number. Yeah, you gave me the wrong number months ago.
Hold on, I just want to stop it. Did you hear her go, yeah? Which is the same yeah she always gave me, like when I was talking to her on the phone. Yeah. It's the same chick I was talking to on the phone.
You think so?
Yeah, I know it's the same chick. Yeah, okay. Same chick I was talking to on the phone in December.
The chat room is just, they're like, well, you know, while the Skype may be real, the conversation is lacking. It seems forced to me. Something doesn't seem genuine about it. And then Morgan says, it might be that is all they want you to hear. That's the way I feel, Tom. I've talked to a few of these guys on the phone, and they're understandable but with an accent. So they're not feeling this conversation, that something's fishy.
That's possible, or it could be what I said. What I said is we just can't communicate. You can hear her laughing. We are communicating.
Yeah.
Remember, this is kind of, we've never really been exposed to each other for this long. Even our phone conversation was not that long, and a dude was feeding her lines.
Yeah.
So there is a certain amount of nerves.
Sure.
This is built up for months. Now you get the frustration of the technology.
Right.
Still, with all that being said, we are communicating. She's making me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm making her laugh.
Yeah.
We're communicating. All right, the call's almost done.
Okay.
Yeah, you forgot to put in digits. You remember that? No, you don't remember that. How convenient. All right, I will copy this to Facebook.
Phone number.
Right. What the hell happened? This is going tragically wrong. There it is. And we are back. I don't know if I can call you, though, because the phones get kind of monitored here. I'll try. If not, we'll do this, all right? I like seeing you better. All right, bye. You're leaving?
All right, the last thing you heard was her show. Yeah, it was very faint. You heard it. So yeah. Now, I played 7.5 minutes of it. The actual call, because I have the Skype in, was 32 minutes and 26 seconds.
Oh, that's painful.
So that was going on. I was helping Ishmael. Obviously, I didn't want to play the whole thing.
Right.
It was a lot of nothing going on.
Yeah.
Even when I was playing something, it was a lot of nothing. So now we continued our conversation on Facebook. Before I go on with that, I mean, you guys can poo-poo it all you want. Either way, I've done something that nobody else has done.
No, that it's amazing that you actually were looking at her, and it was obviously live.
It was, yeah. Would I be reacting like that if it wasn't live?
No, you're not faking it. No. It's real, but it's
frustrating.
Because,
listen, I put this together yesterday.
Yeah.
And I listened back to it, and I was frustrated listening to
it
because I thought it was something better.
Right.
But it's still an accomplishment.
The fact that you got a video chat is an accomplishment. No doubt about that. It's just, I think that the way the chat is reacting, the way Joe's reacting, and how I'm thinking is that it's, even though this is unprecedented, and this isn't usually their tactic, there's something not right here. And it's not just the matter of tech. I'm going to withhold judgment until I see.
Well, we're
going
to have to let this play out.
Yeah, let it play out.
All right, here's the conversation. Afterwards,
okay.
On Facebook, she goes, "I'm home now, hun." I go, "Hi, babe." She goes, "Hi, hun." I go, "You are more beautiful than your pictures make you out to be." I was very distracted by the boobs.
I'm a man, damn it.
They are more beautiful than your pictures. I mean, you are more beautiful.
They were bigger live in video. I agree with Joe. Perhaps this was a plan. I don't know. I did not think so.
The camera made them gain 10 pounds.
Thankfully.
Don't say gain or 10 pounds.
I'm sorry.
Joe, how you doing?
Staying very still.
No.
Drive
fast. I will not get sick. I will not give Tom the satisfaction.
That's fine. We'll find out. I tell her, you're more beautiful than your pictures make you out to be. She goes, LOL, you are more cute than your pictures.
Yuck.
Oh, I am. Finally, we're getting the compliments I deserve. Finally, I'm not the fat white elderly.
I was just going to say, yes.
I know.
It's about time she started kissing my ass. Stupid romance scammer.
Here.
I go, thank you. Sorry I'm not the Filipino guy I described. She laughs. I go, I wish we could have spoken. She goes, yeah, me too. Hope we can speak tomorrow.
Yeah.
I go, it is really hard with my phone situation. I will try my best. I really need to talk to you on video, though. Felt kind of weird with Ishmael right next to you as well.
Yeah.
She goes, really? It was my first time, so I needed some assistance. But why did it feel weird? I go, I don't know. I have all these emotions, and your little cousin is watching. She laughs. I go, glad you were amused, wise ass, and I laugh. He was there to help, but he could not get the mic working. Some computer guy he is. LOL.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
She laughs. The headset was not working well. I go, clearly, but I could hear noises, but never you. Sad face. At least I got to see you smile and laugh. Happy face. She goes, was also hearing noise. Don't know where it was coming from. I go, the cafe people should have helped you. On the bright side, I saw the most distracting shirt I've ever seen. Devil face. She goes, LOL, I didn't know it was that distracting. I go, I don't believe you for one second. I go, you win. You have a sexy body. Remember, she told me she has a sexy body. You are one of the prettiest women I have ever seen. I should stop or your house will not be able to contain the swollen head I am giving you. Because remember, she gets cocky.
A swollen head in your pants.
Yeah.
She laughs and smiles.
True.
Excuse me, child. Leave the room. Daddy needs to work. I go, so was I what you expected? She goes, yeah, it was. You were more cute than I expected. She goes, was I what you also expected? I go, what'd you expect? One eye and a horn on my head?
Well, she knows you're Jewish. No,
she doesn't. No, I was for a few weeks. I don't know what we are in. Even I've lost track.
Episcopalian now.
There's always the voodoo, so.
Oh, yes, that's true.
I go, you were prettier than I expected. You are silly, too, which I think is a real turn on. She was silly.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like that in a fake chick in a real relationship or a real relationship in a fake, whatever the hell I'm dealing with. She goes, you were also really funny in a bunch of smiley faces. I go, I'm supposed to be. I think it is great, even though we could not speak with each other, we could at least laugh together. And that is huge. To actually have that type of communication with, you know, somebody who we've never done this with and be able to communicate in that way with laughter and smiles without words, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Do you want to continue or do you want to hear what the chat's saying at the moment?
They can interrupt.
Okay. Tom says, without the video, I can tell that she was coerced into this. She's being brought into this for effect. And Morgan says, yes, she is. They don't allow women into the internet cafes, which brings up a question for me. Did you see any other women there?
I did not.
Very good point. Very good point.
Morgan said, to get a better idea of the country and the culture, you can watch some of their movie videos on YouTube.
Here's the thing, though. Morgan is getting that a lot of that from the same information where all the naysayers said it would never happen.
Right.
What you people need to wrap your head around is, and what I've been telling, what I've been saying since day one is, this is not usual.
Yeah.
That's what makes this so fascinating. So throw your stupid rules out the window. It's serious, because this doesn't happen.
No,
this
but,
doesn't.
But,
most of the time, when you're talking to a chick, you're really talking to a dude.
But that's really an interesting point.
They don't.
They don't let the women.
But she was there.
And why?
Because they knew she had to be out for faith. It's what, like we said. It's either one of two things. Either they're luring me in, and they're using her, and they knew they had to bring her in for this.
Yeah.
Or, listen, man, it's a major catch if you can get an American.
Yeah.
So either and maybe.
It's a bit of both.
Maybe it's a bit of both.
So, you know, and listen, there also, you got to remember, we've been talking a lot, many hours for a long time.
Yeah.
And we have shared things. We have gotten closer in the past few weeks. It's gotten past some of that superficial stuff.
Right.
So we are connecting. And that connection is taking place on the screen between the two of us. So there could be real feelings. I said, I really like this person.
Yeah.
At times, I really like chatting with this person.
Yeah.
I've said that. I'm sure there's some level of that. We don't know why she's there.
Stop 1 second. You both like chatting
with
her.
Well, she might not like chatting
with
her.
But what I'm saying is, hypothetically, in your mind, you both like chatting with her, right?
Yeah.
All right? They got their job, and we got ours. What goes on in between is circumstantial.
Right.
Listen,
and that's, you know what I'm saying?
Here's my point. Yeah. It's, I'm readily admitting it might be part of the scam, but what I'm telling all these scam baiters is, it's not what you think it is.
Right.
You think you have your rules. They think they don't do this. I've proven time and time again, if you go back to this story where she came clean and everything, that this is not the usual thing.
Right. And I'm saying, she likes you, you like her, they got their job, and we got ours.
And I don't forget
it. And at the end of the day, that's the deal.
Absolutely.
That's the deal.
Morgan says back, no, Davin, I go out and research for the information. I check and double check on my own. I don't listen to the naysayers. I have a brain enough to do research on my own. And Tom said they posted pics of her, so they knew they needed her for the video chat.
Yep. Yeah.
And she agreed with them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. But you do all your research, and nobody's ever seen this before.
Right.
So you need to add another paragraph in the book.
They're up in their game.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But, that's what I'm saying. Well, they don't do this. No. Clearly they did. Clearly something is – that's what makes this, like I said time and time again, makes this so much different than Flory was. Flory was by the book.
Right.
The crappy poetry, you know, the phone calls where she doesn't remember who the
because
hell you are.
Because it could have been a different group of scammers.
Yeah.
That you know, there's all sorts of groups
but
of
right.
people. You got one group that does things, the better group, and the semi – you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flory was by the book with the bad English and the pushiness for the money. This is different.
Yeah.
The game has changed, and that's part of what this does. So you can keep on saying, well, I've done my research. Yeah. Well, you're researching this right now, so now go report back to everybody that they need to be careful because the game has changed, and here's the proof. That's my point.
Right.
Yeah,
and, I'm also saying, and I'm going to say it again like a broken record, because the last time I'm going to say it, I think we have something here. I think we do. We love chatting with each other. That's right. You do. You both do. They got their job. We got ours.
Well, let's see who's better at their job.
But I'm saying, at the end of the day, we got our jobs to do.
Yeah.
And all the
are you betting
stuff,
against me?
I'm not betting against you, but what I'm telling you is all the sweets that we might have, we all got our jobs to do.
All right.
And we're all trying to get them done.
We are already late, so let's get through this.
Okay.
But that was my point to Morgaine.
Okay,
You can do all the research you want. Here's your new education.
Right. Well,
you're
making it sound like... You were saying that it sounded to me like you were trying to say that she was for real.
She could be. We don't know.
Right.
We got to let this play out.
Right. They're still saying steadfastly no.
Right, because they always want to say no. Because they always want to say no. But I'm saying is now you have to, because Joe always said, well, let's see the video chat. Let's see the video chat. Every lie we've put for them, they've done.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's see the video chat. Well, we got it. Where are they?
What's their deal
during this right now? What are they trying to
pull? But all I'm saying is every time you say, let's see them do this to prove it, they do it.
Yeah.
They up it. But then you try to trip them up and see where are they
of
lacking.
Of course.
Where are they lacking right now?
I got my game. My point is to all these scam baiters is everything you thought you knew, you don't know anymore.
Now, it's
different.
And another thing I want to point out, you said, well, we didn't realize the mic was doing this. How long was that phone call?
32 minutes.
For 32 minutes.
Didn't know what we were doing on
the
thing.
They didn't really. For 32 minutes. When we troubleshoot.
I didn't realize.
Minutes.
If I realized when I said, hey, the microphone's on the wire, stupid.
Yeah. Yes, you would.
I would have said it.
Yeah.
Every time I called bullshit on the typing.
Yeah.
If I was all sucked in and go, whoo, you know, like dancing through the daffodils, I wouldn't notice. I was staring at her.
All right. You said you didn't realize that. Okay. That's fine. How do you know they didn't?
I don't know.
That's the benefit of the doubt.
We are really twisting to prove things.
We're looking at every available square, analyzing every situation, as you would do as well.
I did. And I'm going to finish this, and then we're going to go.
All right.
If I had the same one, I could have beat that damn ticket tonight.
Yes, you saved it up for the show.
I have never, ever, ever in over 15 years we've been close friends ever had you on the rope where you
took not on the rope, I'm up against the clock.
Never.
Have some more cheese, stupid.
Never.
Do a jumping jack. I got to finish your show. The show's on after us. I go, okay. I go, I think the microphone just needed an adjustment because I could hear a bit from time to time. She goes, oh, really? Don't worry. We will video chat tomorrow. She wants to come back for more.
Why wouldn't they try to fix it then?
You know what? First of all, you're kind of confused and everything. You know, it's in the moment. I don't know. But the point is, she's saying she wants to come back tomorrow. You think I'm going to deal with microphone shenanigans 2 days in a row?
See what happens tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. Tomorrow. If she does come back.
We'll discuss this tomorrow. When we discuss tomorrow.
Well, if she does come back again, that's two video chats with her. They don't let her in the cafe.
Don't get the confetti bag out yet. When I get the second video chat, when I hear clear audio, I'll be more a little.
Now you'll still be your same miserable self.
Well, depending on what I've eaten 20 minutes before the segment. Yeah. That'll hinge on that.
So she goes, we'll chat tomorrow. I go, 4:30 your time, not a minute later, or I will date Mavis.
That's quite a joke.
I got to say something really quick. I have never been so involved with something right now and looked so disinterested.
you're floating.
How's the Gravitron, stupid?
Oh, I can't say what I do feel like shit. I ain't going to kill you.
Good job, Top. I go, you there? She goes, yeah, okay, I'll be there. She goes, I'm running out of airtime. Okay. Oh, I go, okay, I have a way of getting the hottest Ghanaian, so you're lucky to have me, smiley face. I go, okay, doll, I will let you go if you want. I ask her if she'll be alone at the cafe tomorrow. She goes, do you want me alone?
I'm sorry. We're like 3 years old.
Come on, guys. Let's get through.
I'm sorry.
Just puke and let Tom win.
Yeah, really.
Your fault.
She goes, do you want me to be alone? I go, if it is daytime, yes. Closest I will get for a while to being alone with you. For now, it is cafes and dreams. She goes, okay, I get you. Yeah, do you have dreams of me? Devil horns. She goes, I go, yeah, do you want me to have dreams of you? She goes, would you like to have dreams of me? She goes, would be nice if I could video with you alone in my room.
Who wrote that?
She did.
Really?
She goes, yes, I would love good dreams of you after all the nightmares of Agnes. Video chat in your room. Miss Belinda Abbey, are you having naughty thoughts? She goes, LOL, hun. We would have some privacy there. I go, that would be nice.
Luring you.
I go, I thought you were going to try to get me alone so you could be naughty, LOL. She laughs. I go, I will take that as a no, you are not, LOL. She goes, yeah. I go, buzzkill. Remember, I've called her buzzkill.
Yeah.
So you think we can chat in your room? What did Ishmael think of me, of all this? He goes, that will only be if I had a laptop like the cafe. I go, right.
Oh, I say.
I go, she goes.
We need a laptop, do we?
Uh-huh. She goes, he thinks you are really cool, wants to meet you in person. I bet he does.
Sure he does.
Sure he does.
I go, that is
like
nice. I go, that is nice. I hope you set him straight and told him I'm not cool at all.
Is that Joe?
No. She goes, have you heard from Charterhouse? Remember, that was the agency there for the comedy shows that they do.
Oh.
I go, no.
They will never work there. I'm sorry.
I go, no, I check every day. I go, it is not unusual in my line of work, unfortunately. I wish they would get back to me so I could at least see if I have a chance. I'll send you to Charterhouse and have you flash your smile and talk well of me so that then they will take me. I go, I don't know why a woman like you would ever hide behind a fake persona. I'm back to that again. She goes, I guess I got hurt, but it's all in the past now. I go, the guy is an idiot. I'd be pleased to be seen with you holding hands wherever in the world I was. She laughs. I go, that would be awesome. He wouldn't believe his eyes. I go, don't know what he was looking at, but I don't judge people by race. I judge them by the content of their character. Either way, you are hot. I wish I could kiss your lips. Maybe one day we will be together and you will want me, and you will want me to. You there? And that's that. So,
Trucker Tom says, quick, what color is Joe?
Green.
Shut up.
All right. So she still wants to video chat.
Yes.
I have won some bets tonight.
Yeah.
I will try to get more for you guys. Yeah, listen, there's a lot of things up in the air. But my point is, and I've said it time and time again, you got to – if you think you know scammers, you don't. There's always things to learn, and this proves it.
Well, now Morgan said, okay, you got the video chat. I will drink my fish sauce.
Yes, you will.
And I will use unorthodox methods in my baiting as well. Don't think I don't use what I learned from you as well.
Oh, that's very flattering.
Yeah,
I guess she's writing porn now. Good on you, Morgan.
Can we read some of your porn?
Just so you know, girls don't like it when their nipples go through ping pong nets. They say it chafes. I don't know. All right.
I don't know.
We make love in white room.
All right. Let's
on big bed.
Once again, we will not get the drunks in the news. I said, once again, we will not get the drunks in the news.
Oh, you know what? Those drunks.
All right.
They'll
so wait. We're going to thank our sponsors quickly.
I like our drunks in the news story. It's been so well, prohibition over.
Funny. All right. But I think this was an eventful show.
I'd say so.
Okay. Yes, yes.
All right. Success Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school's coming back, so you're going to want to make sure you enroll your kids in their after-school program. Great, safe environment, and they can learn karate. Yeah, so you want to check that out. You want to call them at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com, and that is in Chester, New York. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache, food that Joe will not be eating for a while. That will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. They have real cheese, not Velveeta. The rest of the restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way.
Don't mention food.
It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and don't forget them to ask them about their next comedy night. And their food is great and won't turn you green. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher style deli. Hey, Joe, how about a nice ham sandwich?
Don't listen, Joe.
More food.
I'm just on you. Listen. A nice pastrami sandwich. Mmm, nice and fatty.
How about you like a nice juicy piece of pork?
Brings the fresh.
It's a piece of pork.
Sorry. Goldberg's brings brings fresh, delicious water bagels in New York City to Orange County, New York. What a crappy breed. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel or Velveeta, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even low-fat choices. You might want to start doing that, Joe. You're going to eat more. Goldberg's famous bagels, a kosher-style deli, offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. Joe's mouth is watering. Goldberg's is not only known for high-quality food, but extremely generous portions. Joe likes generous portions. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a late night dense snack. Shut up, I'm trying to do a read. Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagel and kosher style deli is great when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you are a veteran or fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the lower Hudson Valley. All of their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is a place to go, whether you want to slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002, 845-986-2002, or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website at lucapizzawarwick.com, and make sure you mention Davin's Den for a free fountain soda go, and don't forget to join Luca's VIP mobile club. Just text the words Luca Pizza to 72727, and you'll receive special offers and discounts that even be included in special prize drawings, and all this goes right to your phone. Also, my company, Side Splitting Productions, if you need a comedian, DJ, murder mystery, an impersonator, or a singer, give me a call at 551-404-3094, or check us out at sidesplittingproductions.com. Quickly, Pip, where can people hear us?
People can hear us live on Tuesdays at hawkradio.net, WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanNetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, MacDaddyRadio.com, and Davin's Den is now available on iHeartRadio. You'll find all of our shows plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. You can get downloads of previous shows at DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com,
PodAlmighty,
Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, and, of course, iHeartRadio.
iHeart, well, before Joe goes, iHeart, I spoke with iHeart today, and they want to know that everything's going to be fully mobile after the launch.
Nice.
Because, remember, they're in beta form, so they're going to launch. But if you want to listen on your iPad, because I was talking with Trucker Tom earlier in the week, and other people have commented, they can't listen on the iPad. You got to start listening on the website and have the station, then you can listen on the iPad if it's under your favorites or save station. So that's kind of like, I guess, a workaround. And also, they want people to leave their comments and feedback. So if you like the show, comment about that.
Yes.
Talk us up. If you like the iHeart Talk, comment about that. If there's something you want to see, to suggest that to them. If you have questions, they want your feedback so they can get this all up and running for the full scale launch. That's iHeartRadio. Joe?
The Kerry Edelman Show interviews and explores and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Monday evenings at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time to listen live, or check out past shows or go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. Oh, God, jeez. The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, Italian food. Oh, Italian, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you could still have basically the whole family listen to, tune in. You won't be disappointed, but if anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on WatsonandWatson.com.
Pip, quickly, where's Mr. Helix?
Saturday, August 17th, the Ramones are going to be at Mega Boys Nightclub. That's a tribute to CBGB bands all day from 12 p.m. until 4 a.m. That's located at 745 39th Street in Brooklyn. The Ramones are going to be on really late.
Cool. Joe?
I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tomorrow night, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Cool.
Shows down there, 1-877 Uncle Vin for reservations. Also, Friday, I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club in Bohemia, 1627 Smithtown Avenue, Bohemia. For tickets and reservations, 1-631-467-5413.
Pip has handed me the $20.
Yes, so I am a woman of my word.
Pip is the first one to pay up, so we will
pay up.
We will put this. We'll like order pizza or something.
No, you can do whatever you want. No,
not tonight. Thursday night, I will be hosting game night at TGI Fridays. TGI Fridays has a lot of food, a lot of cheesy food too. You like that, Joe? In Staten Island at 280 Marsh Street in Marsh Street. I'll be hosting game night on Thursday night. I think we got through a lot tonight. I think there's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I think we made some history. I think I get some grudging respect from all the naysayers.
Grudging.
Next week, you know what? We have not taken a week since we came back from our 5-week hiatus in January.
I'm tired.
So we are going to take off next week, so there's not going to be a live show next week. Some of the stations will be playing a best of. We're going to have a blog up later in the week. I'm probably going to put up later on in the week online the appearance of when Joe and I went to Waking Up with Coop and Robin on WPDH.
Nice.
So there will be stuff. There will be a new Scammers clip going up next week. So there will be stuff. We're just not doing a live show. We will be back in 2 weeks live. We'll see. Does Mavis come back? Am I going double or nothing? Am I getting that chat with Belinda? Do I get the audio? Either way, I am the African pimp hand, bitches. Tell everybody if you hate it. What more can you say?